back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day. I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA, Pittsburgh, Wheeling.
Oh, yeah, that is Asleep at the Wheel, doing what we do every Wednesday night here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP. Vashon Island, Washington, we boogie back to Texas, and we do that by listening to musicians from Texas with a wide variety of genres, as you will see once again. One of the joys of living in the Northwest is what happens in the summertime. We get more and more and more sun. Yet, the night is still a really important part of our lives, and it's, as I've found, it's a pretty important part of the lives of Texas musicians as well. So tonight, we explore the night via their music, and no better way to do that than to lead off, hear the pride of Tyler, Texas, Johnny Gimble, with a live recording of All Night Long.
All night long, listen to the fiddle, the music's going strong. Hearts are light, it's Saturday night, we're gonna have a party all night long. Every Saturday long about now, we feed the chickens and we milk the cow. Then the air fills up with the music and song, gonna have a party all night long.
Yeah, that was Johnny Gimble on fiddle and on the vocals, and a live recording of All Night Long from 1992. And you also heard Dick Gimble on bass and vocals, Curly Hollinsworth on piano, Ken Frazier on guitar, Rob Page on sax, and Lisa Blackburn was on vocals also. Johnny was a member of the Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys band for more than a decade, and he was probably one of the most important fiddlers in the Western Texas swing genre. He also toured with Willie Nelson for quite a few years, and after a stint in Nashville, He returned to Texas and playing with a whole bunch of bands, including Asleep at the Wheel, the band that, of course, introduces Boogie back to Texas. And in fact, his daughter Emily played with Asleep at the Wheel for a few years before she started on her solo career, I think about 2 years ago. Unfortunately, Johnny died outside of Austin. So we move some classic Western swing in this in-depth look at the night here on Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher. And we move to two very different takes on what nightlife means to two of the best-known Texas musicians. And we're going to start off with Willie Nelson and his take on nightlife.
When the evening sun goes down, you will find me hanging down. The nightlife ain't a good life, but it's my life. Many people just like me, dreaming of old used to be's. And the nightlife ain't a good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues they're playing. Listen to what the blues are saying. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. And the nightlife ain't a good life, but it's my life. Listen to the blues they're playing. Listen to what the blues are saying. Mine is just another scene from the world of broken dreams. And the nightlife ain't a good life, but it's my life.
Shadows fall, the day is done. The mountaintops hide the setting sun. The magic of the night is here. For all young lovers far and near. Nightlife, ooh la la la.
Yeah, that was, of course, the unmistakable dulcet tones of Roy Orbison from Vernon, Texas, in that's in way, way, way North Texas, and his take on nightlife from his Crying album from 2006. And reading about Roy Orbison is pretty fascinating in a name-dropping kind of way, from everywhere from being introduced by Lefty Frizzell at age 6 or 7 when he got his first guitar, to realizing he can make a living with music after hearing of a college classmate by the name of Pat Boone actually signed a record label, and he heard about that. And then Roy was first recommended to a record label by Johnny Cash. The list goes on and on about Roy Orbison and his influences and people he interacted with. We let off with Willie Nelson from Abbott, Texas, which is really not that far from Dallas, and his song Nightlife. That recording was the original recording from 1961, and it was not that sophisticated, was it? I played it from the Essential Willie Nelson CD, and the liner notes are a bit enigmatic, and it said the song was released prior to 1972 as the A-side of a single. It first appeared on an album that came out in 1965. That album was Country Willie, His Own Songs. And according to the All Music site, that song, with Willie singing, has been on over 140 albums with Willie singing in various ways, but that same tune. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, and we are spinning tunes about the night from Texas musicians. Roy Orbison sang a lot about stars and the moon and the sky at night in that last song, and our next songwriter is equally fascinated by the sky at night. Here's Dear Jeff Walker and his song about being a cowboy on Watch at Night, Night Rider's Lament.
While I was out riding, graveyard shift midnight till dawn, the moon was as bright as a reed light for a letter from an old friend back home. And he asked me, why do you ride for your money? Tell me, why do you rope short pay? You ain't getting nowhere and you're losing your share. Said you must have gone crazy out there. Said last night how he'd run on to Jenny, married and has a good life. You sure miss the track when you never come back. She's a perfect professional's wife. She's married to an accountant. She asked, why do you ride for your money? Tell me, why do you rope for short pay? You ain't getting nowhere and you're losing your share. Must have gone crazy out there. But I guess they've never seen the northern lights. They've never seen a hawk on the wing. They've never seen the spring hit the great divide. They never heard old Camp Cookie sing. He called it High Lonesome when he sang. Letter. I tore off the stamp for Black Jim. Little Dougie wrote up to relieve me. He just looked at my letter and he grinned. And he said, now why do they ride for their money? They tell me, why do they rope for short pay? They ain't getting nowhere. Hell, they're losing their share. And they all must be crazy out there. 'Cause they never seen the northern lights. They never seen a hawk on the wing. seen the spring hit the great divide. Oh, they never heard old Camp Cookie sing. Sang like old Praviati boys. Oh, figure it, they just traded in buffalo chips for microchips, son. Holy, holy.
Sean Colvin with The Dead of the Night from her first album, Steady On. And Sean was born in South Dakota, and she grew up in both Illinois and Canada. And then she moved to Texas and joined a Western swing band called the Dixie Diesels. And I hadn't realized that she also had that Western swing influence such as that. And then she moved to New York City. She joined the Buddy Miller Band, and more on Buddy Miller later. And she performed in some off-Broadway shows and eventually moved back to Texas. Her album Steady On won a Grammy for Best Contemporary Folk Album, and she continues to play and sing. Before Sean, we heard Jerry Jeff Walker, another person from New York, who moved to Texas and his song Night Rider's Lament. I got that one off of his Gypsy Songman album. He joined the National Guard when he was still in New York right after high school, and he went AWOL. He roamed the country busking, and then in Greenwich Village, like Sean Colvin in Greenwich Village, before settling in Austin, where he's been ever since. We are here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Ashon, and we are listening to songs about the night. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening. So we heard Roy Orbison earlier, and let's hear Roy again with a group that he worked with late in his life called the Traveling Wilburys, as we are here listening to songs about the night. And here is the Traveling Wilburys with their song, Last Night.
She was there at the bar. She heard my guitar. Long and tall, she was the queen of them all. Last night, thinking about last night. Last night, thinking about last night. She was dark and discreet, she was light on her feet.
Talking.
Jerry Lynn Williams, born in Dallas, Texas, and his song, She Could Dance All Night, and that was off of his album, The Peacemaker, a rather hard album to get. Jerry Lynn Williams played every single instrument on that particular song. He was written songs for Eric Clapton, Bonnie Raitt, Robert Plant, B.B. King, and Delbert McClinton, and a whole bunch more. In fact, I dedicated a show to his songs and Bill Carter's songs a while back, and sadly, he died of liver cancer while on his boat, and he was insolvent to a divorce settlement, and litigation from copyright to various songs that he wrote for folks. And before Jerry Lynn, we heard The Traveling Wilburys, and Last Night from their album The Traveling Wilburys, Volume 1. The band, of course, was made up of Roy Orbison, Tom Petty, Bob Dylan, George Harrison, and Jeff Lynne of the Electric Light Orchestra. Although each had his code name, there was Otis and Nelson and Charlie T and Lefty and Lucky, all sons of a fictional father by the name of Charles Truscott Wilbury Sr. I'm not sure who was who, although I do know that Roy Orbison was Lefty in tribute to Lefty Frizzell. The Wilbury name originated while George Harrison and Jeff Lynne were working on Harrison's Cloud Nine album, and it referred to recording errors that were created by some faulty equipment in there, and when Lynne pointed that out, Harrison said, "We'll just bury him in the mix. We'll bury them in the mix." And Wilbury became a term that they used for any small error in any performance. So tonight we are exploring on Boogie Back to Texas the whole notion of the night. We're going to return to Austin, and we're going to lead off with the Derailers and their song about how difficult it can be to lose someone. Here are the Derailers with Painful Days and Sleepless Night.
Don't keep your love from me. Bring it on.
Changed and rearranged, but no one knows. is nothing I can hold. The silence fades away to find the song. This too shall pass. We too end everything, and this your gift to me, one endless night. This is your gift to me, one endless night.
Well, there's another unmistakable voice from Texas, Jimmy Dale Gilmore, born in Amarillo, raised in Lubbock, but an Austin resident for years, and we heard One Endless Night from the album of the same name that was released in 2000, and he was joined on vocals by Emmylou Harris, of course. He also was a member of the Flatlanders, and more about them just a little later in the show, but Jimmy Dale spent much of the 1970s in an ashram in Denver, and then he moved to Austin in the 80s, where his first solo album, Fair and Square, was finally released in, I believe it was 1988. It was later on in that decade. You may have also seen him, those of you who are fans of the movie The Big Lebowski. He was, Jimmy Dale was the bowler named Smokey, and kind of an aging, emotionally fragile kind of guy, a pacifist. He was threatened with a pistol by the dude's sidekick, Walter Sobchak, played by John Goodman. What a great movie. Before Jimmy Dale, we heard The Derailers out of Austin with their song Painful Days and Sleepless Nights, and that was off of their Reverb album that came out in 1997. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas with your host, Jeff Fletcher, and tonight we're hearing songs about the night by Texas musicians. So we've heard a whole bunch of songs about the night in general, but there are some pretty specific times in the night that have special meaning, and midnight is one of those times. So we're going to hear a few songs about midnight, and trains will play a part in at least a couple of them. Speaking of the Flatlanders, as I just did, and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, we're going to hear a Jimmy Dale song performed by the Flatlanders, and we're going to have Joe Ely on the vocals. And tonight, the song is Midnight Train. It's a train that we're all going to get on sooner or later. We'll be right back.
That headlight burned, yes, it's already shining. You might as well choose right now. It's love or fear. It's love or fear.
Why?
That was Buddy Miller with Midnight and Lonesome from the album Buddy Miller, the Best of the High Tone Years. It was released in 2008. Buddy was born in Fairborn, Ohio, which was outside of Dayton, and that's about an hour from where Terry and I both grew up in Cincinnati. He eventually moved to Austin in 1975 and played in Ray Campy's rockabilly band, and then played in a band where he met his second wife, Julie. Then moved to New York. That seems to be a theme. That's three people that we've mentioned have moved to New York. He formed his own band that included singer-songwriter Sean Colvin, one of the ones that I mentioned earlier. He also played in Kinky Friedman's band on Sundays, and Kinky is just a whole nother show, from his band to his running for governor in Texas to his having a huge animal sanctuary in Texas. He's quite an interesting cat. In addition to recording some albums with Julie, Buddy is a well-respected producer and session player now in Nashville. And before Buddy, we heard the Flatlanders, Joe Ely, Butch Hancock, and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, all who went to the same high school in Lubbock, Texas. And we heard a Jimmy Dale song called Midnight Train. That's from the Flatlanders' Wheel of Fortune album that came out in 2004. And that incredible guitar work you heard was from Rob Gershaw, who on this album played acoustic, electric, resonator, and slide guitar, as well as some dobro. He's quite a musician, and I think that slide that you heard in there was pretty fine. You're listening to Songs About the Night from Texas musicians on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening. So we heard a couple songs about midnight, and we're going to hear one more. This one, though, is a little bit different in tone because it celebrates midnight in a very different place. Here is Stephen Stills with his song Midnight in Paris.
When you're in Paris, and I swear I've never seen so many pretty women go by, and I can't stop from dancing. I'm spinning round like a clock that's wound up too tight. I'm dancing with you. Midnight, midnight in Paris.
when you're playing.
Yeah, that was Stephen Stills, born in Dallas, and his song Midnight in Paris off of his Illegal Stills album that came out in the mid-70s, I want to say 1976. So we go out the door tonight with another special time at night in this night of listening to songs about night, and we're going to go out the door with Alejandro Escovedo, something about 2 a.m. in the morning off of his With These Hands. This album was released in 1996. Alejandro Escovedo.
Sometimes I come home, don't expect too much. The lights are off now, it's only two. How I wish my breath didn't hurt so much. Then you'd be up, babe, it's only two. Only two, it's only two. Why don't you sleep? You look as though you need it. Barricades and reasons, they mean nothing to me. Now they mean nothing. All my friends, they laugh. They laughed at all my jokes. I got one more story, it's only two. How I wish my touch could erase the past. You'd be up, babe, it's only two. It's only two. It's only two. Why don't you drink? You look as though you need one. The barricades and
you are listening to Alejandro Escovedo on Boogie Back to Texas here on The Voice of Vashon. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening and joining us tonight.
These were different times. Then you'd be up. We trade stories, it's only two. It's only two.